Everyone who ventures here seems to have the same two questions. How did this place get its name? And why is there a European castle in the middle of the wilderness? The answers to those questions are over a century old, and we unravel the tale on this edition of The American Countryside. Nancy Masterson often gets asked, how did this place get its strange name?
Early settlers here interpreted what the Indians called this area as Hahatonka, although we don't find that as a word in the Osage language today. Well, the settlers thought that the Indians were describing the waters of the spring, the laughing waters of the spring, Hahatonka.
Nancy oversees what is today Hahatonka State Park in central Missouri. Although Native Americans and early European settlers came here, it was businessman Robert Snyder who made it a well-known location.
He was an avid outdoorsman, loved to hunt and fish, and had often traveled to this area of Missouri. Well, someone told him that if he went a little further north of where he was at that time, he would find this really unique area of geologic wonders, a natural bridge, a spring, towering bluffs.
Snyder bought 5,000 acres and made it his personal estate.
In 1905, he had finally had his plans drawn up for a European-style castle that would sit atop that 250-foot bluff and overlook his acreage, including a small spring-fed pond below.
Snyder's castle was truly an impressive structure.
This was to be a three-story structure with a full basement underneath, said to have 28 rooms, 32 smaller rooms. I guess we interpret those smaller rooms as the closets and some of the little foyer areas.
So what happened to that castle and Mr. Snyder? The unique twist in the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Camdenton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.